Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Monday, 28th of November, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news and sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates. And the newsmakers in person tonight. Teachers get an 8 to 11.9% pay rise next month. Details of that £10 million brownfield site scheme. Bulk gas price is almost 50% down. So now what? What meat should you buy to save money? And don't walk too close to the cliffs.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Faster May, Siobhan Fletcher.
Faster May. Teachers and lecturers on the Isle of Man will receive a pay rise of between 8 and 11.9% next month. The Department of Education, Sport and Culture says it comes after 4 out of 5 trade unions accepted a pay offer. Manx Utilities says it cannot guarantee it won't need to borrow more money to support energy customers. Electricity prices on the island are currently capped until the end of March next year. And people living on the Isle of Man who receive a UK state pension will be receiving a £10 Christmas bonus within the next couple of weeks. The money will be paid directly into their bank accounts from the 5th of December. Further afield, the Foreign Secretary says China should listen to those who've staged rare protests against the country's government. A BBC journalist was among those detained in Shanghai, where people are angry at strict COVID rules. The number of shoppers on high streets last week was lower than pre-pandemic levels, despite the Black Friday sales. Footfall figures were 14.1% lower than in 2019. And zookeepers at an animal park near Stirling say they're delighted a baby white rhino already weighs as much as a piano. Morag, who was born 6 weeks ago, is now 149 kilos. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Siobhan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, everything's fine in the North Irish Sea. No wind warning, state of sea slight becoming smooth, and the bend due in the next 20 minutes or so. The three-day weather, a dry evening, overnight minimum 2 Celsius. There will be a slight grass frost if you live near a frost hollow. For Tuesday, tomorrow, Jumert, dry with sunny spells, top temperature 11, down through the night to 7 degrees, going to be dry. And Wednesday, Ukraine, dry and cloudy and up to 10 Celsius. Everything's a lot calmer this week than last week. Tides on the way out, low water 12 minutes before 9 tonight, high water 5 to 3 a.m., sunrise 10 past 8 tomorrow morning, and the morning low tide 19 minutes past 9.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
Teachers are set to receive a pay rise of between 8 and 11.9% next month. It means newly qualified teachers working in the Isle of Man will have a starting salary of more than £36,000. The NASUWT union has rejected the offer, but they'll still get it. The Education, Sport and Culture Minister Julie Edge explained where the money's come from.
This is new money, which is different from the UK. The UK hasn't had any new money from the government, so it is new money on the island, but we've worked with our Treasury colleagues to ensure that we can award our teachers appropriately with a sustainable offer.
One union, the NASUWT, has rejected this offer but will get it despite starting strike action this week. Why is that?
So we value all our teachers, and obviously we have collective bargaining in place on the island, and as we've got a majority of unions, we can implement the pay. And I feel it's appropriate to do that for all of our hard-working teachers and staff.
Salaries are going up for new teachers, but if those new teachers can't find anywhere to live or get a GP or a hospital appointment easily, how can you be sure this will work in terms of attracting new staff to the island?
I can obviously only look at recruitment from a teaching perspective, and I do think that uplift to a starting salary of £36,557 on the island is a significant change. We also do provide other incentives for teachers coming to the island with cost, you know, housing costs and that. So of up to £500 per month. So I do think we've got an attractive package. We need to make sure it's a package that is affordable without having to continue to keep adding to it. And I think uplifting the starting salaries is certainly a significant step forward in the recruitment.
A £10 million development scheme designed to encourage the redevelopment of privately owned brownfield sites is not an excuse to hand over cash to wealthy developers, says the Enterprise Minister, who will ask Timwell to back the plans for an island infrastructure scheme next month. If approved, developers could get up to 25% of their cost paid, but Laurie Hooper, MHK, the Minister, says it isn't a free-for-all.
We're going to open the scheme for applications. There'll be an application period. Then they'll all be assessed against each other as well as against the scheme criteria. So it may very well turn out that at the end of the first round we don't actually award anything. And the reason for that is we want to make sure we are supporting the right investments in the right place. So there'll be quite a lot of criteria around the social or economic benefit as well as the visual amenity, residential benefits of any particular development. Really the intention is to look at those sites that haven't been developed for a very long time, largely because it's not financially viable to develop them. And another key part of the scheme is that all of these applications will require some kind of assessment of financial viability. So if the scheme is viable without government support, there's no chance of government support being offered. That's the way the scheme is designed to work. So really it's about saying to developers, well, actually, what is stopping you developing a particular site, and is there a way that some government support could help turn that derelict site that's been empty for maybe a decade into something that is much more usable and much more of a benefit to the community?
Have developers said, oh, Minister, if only we had another 25% funding from the government, we would definitely proceed and develop these sites?
So there's an element, I think, of that out there where developers are prioritising other sites. That's what it boils down to. So if I own a brownfield site and a greenfield site, the greenfield site will be cheaper to develop, easier to develop, and I'll probably make a greater profit margin. So there's no incentive for me to try and develop that brownfield site. What we're trying to do is this is another one of the pieces of the puzzle towards levelling that playing field, to say, well, actually, maybe develop the brownfield site first, because this is essentially a time-limited offer. You know, this is on the table now. It might not be there in 6 months' time. We may not do another round. And so if you do own these sites, this is almost like us opening the door and saying, if you think you do need some support to help develop these key sites, now is your opportunity.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Pastor Mike, good evening. 22 minutes before 6, Manx Utilities Chief Exec Phil Kings told the Timwell Committee that bulk gas prices are approaching half what they were earlier this year. But giving evidence to the Economic Policy Review Committee, Phil King said that he could give no indication what the price might be in a few months' time.
The prices we were talking about then were something like £5.61 a therm. Mm. The forward prices now are in the region of... I mean, the real benchmark things to look at are this winter, mm-hmm. which is a whole season, it's 6 months' worth of product. Next summer... and winter 2023. If you look at those prices at the moment, or certainly on, I haven't checked them this morning, but on Friday they were, and they have been for a while, around the £3 mark. So that's been fairly consistent. Now that £3 obviously is a lot less than the £5.61. So that £5.61 was what was used at the time, because those prices were spiralling into a completely unknown territory, and something had to be done. We had to speak up, which is what we did. And that rescue package was put together in collaboration with council at the time. And since that occasion, the real forward prices, you know, I've dropped to about £3. That's it's a really difficult market to trade in. We've never known anything like this at all. You know, I can give you lots of examples just to try and illustrate the point, but it is so volatile and it is so uncertain. I think the point you make about this winter is absolutely spot on. You know, we're not there yet. We haven't really started the winter proper, and there's a long way to go. We know that European storage levels are really high, which is great. There's strong interconnection between the UK and Great Britain and Europe. If we get a whole combination of events, you know, low wind, really cold, you know, there's many scenarios that have been put together. And most of them, in a normal scenario, everything's going to be okay, but you have to plan for the worst, and that's what most of the industry are doing now.
The Coast Guard is urging people to avoid walking close to areas around cliffs for fears residents become trapped or injured should rocks become loose. It follows an incident yesterday evening which saw a person injured by a rock fall approximately a kilometre south of the car park at Glenmore Beach. Coast Guard Rescue Team's manager is Kevin Scott.
Luckily, he wasn't badly injured. He was able to walk with support back to the ambulance and with the ambulance officer and their Coast Guard officer help. But whilst they were walking back from the cave, the Coast Guard team noticed numerous landslides and rock falls along the cliff in that area. They were deliberately walking well away from the cliff as they were walking the casualty back. And we would highly encourage any walkers along that cliff at the moment, steer well away from the cliffs and walk well down on the beach. The cliffs around the Isle of Man, although they are mostly solid, there are occasional rock falls in all areas. But obviously the coast of the, the northwest coast of the island, north of Peel, is particularly susceptible to coastal erosion and landfalls and rockfalls.
And touch wood, it doesn't happen again. But if people find themselves confronted with that kind of situation, how should they be responding?
999, ask for Coast Guard. And obviously if there are any injuries, ambulance as well. But the Joint Control Room will always allocate the appropriate response. But yeah, any coastal emergency, 999, ask for the Coast Guard.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The motor ship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 11 minutes past two. She's just about on the link span now in Douglas Inner Harbour. Will be departing at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15. Back to Douglas tomorrow morning for 6. And the morning departure, Ben McCree for Heysham at 8:45.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A planning application to build a new sports centre with a 50-metre pool on land at King William's College has been refused. The plan was submitted in March last year and was initially approved in principle, but that decision's now been reversed. The Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture says it hasn't been sufficiently demonstrated there's an overriding need for the development, but some listeners to Man in Line disagreed.
I don't know whether you can cast your memory back to when all this first started, Andy, but we were all saying, do not close a pool. Don't even try to run it down until you've got another one in place. Now, whatever their long-term ideas are for swimming in Castletown, but it's got to be a swimming pool down the south. The Green Party will agree with it. Everybody with an ounce of common sense will say it's got to be a swimming pool in the south of the island. You know, it's just lunacy to think of actually closing it before there's something else. They may come out with, we're going to spend 20 million and double the size of the pool to make it Olympics, you know, when they build a new school. So tell us, that's all we need to know, is what is going on.
I mean, you don't really think, Eddie, that they would close the pool, that they'd leave Castletown and the south of the Isle of Man without a pool, surely not.
Andy, they have more or less already done that. There are people leaving there in droves simply because you can't get bacon butty after. There's a machine that's always broken, right? There is no staff there when you want them. They're finding dead hard to recruit lifeguards because nobody knows what's going on. I feel sorry for a lot of the staff there now because people are saying to them, you're a mess. You're making the, but it's not the staff. There's nothing wrong at all with the staff. It's the management, and so on.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, riots at a key iPhone factory in China could leave Apple short of up to 6 million premium handsets in the vital run-up to Christmas, according to concerned bosses in China. Increasingly violent unrest among workers at Apple's supplier Foxconn factory in Zhengzhou will slow the production of the iPhone 14 Pro. Zhengzhou's the only location making the iPhone 14 Pro, and experts have warned Apple could see shipments reduced reduced by 10% ahead of the Christmas holidays. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. And for the first time, the US Federal Communications Commission has banned the sale and import of new communications equipment from five Chinese companies over concerns about national security. Telecoms giant Huawei and ZTE, plus Hikvision, Dahua and Hytera, who make video surveillance equipment and two-way radio systems, are all on the red list. Hikvision said its products present no security threat to the US. Huawei and the others have previously denied supplying data to the Chinese government. The FCC said its members voted unanimously last Friday to adopt the new rules.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed down as investors monitored unrest in China. US stocks descended over that unrest in China. Oil slid and gold price lower. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down almost 0.2% at 7,474. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 1% at the close at 14,383. Currently New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial is down 0.7% at 34,108. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 0.7% at 11,147. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.8% at 3,994. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 20.2 cents and €1 15.8 cents. In commodities, gold down almost 0.7% at $1,743 per troy ounce. And a barrel of Brent crude is up 0.3% at $83.99.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, or the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster, my good evening. The Manx government's published a new economic dashboard for you to view. It's part of the government's plan to allow you to have up-to-date information on the current economic conditions. Head of Economic Advisory is Johnny Payton.
So when we're looking at the economy and asking ourselves questions such as, how is the cost of living crisis affecting the economy? What's really happening out there? We can look at a range of parameters, not just in one area, but across things like jobs, across things like footfall, the traffic on sea and air routes, for example, and therefore take a kind of balanced view.
And in terms of that then, how do you decide which bits of the economy are worthy of reporting on the dashboard and which bits aren't?
What we're looking at with this particular monitoring dashboard is the picture as up-to-date as we can get it. So when we're looking at footfall, we're looking at what's happened in the past couple of weeks. When we're looking at inflation, we're looking at the latest month's inflation figures rather than these other things, which are still valid and important to look at, but perhaps on a lower frequency than we're talking about.
So is it updated weekly or monthly then?
So it depends on the data source, really. So some things like job seekers, for example, we get that information weekly. And I think during the COVID pandemic, we were even updating it every few days because we were looking at it with such a laser focus. But other things like inflation is kind of monthly. And there's a few other ones that come in quarterly, but we try and focus on making sure that everything that is on there is updated, is at least within the last month or so.
And of course, the benefit of this is that you can then see in reasonably real time when there are significant problems starting to emerge.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of why it's important to make sure we keep the focus on the bits of data that can be updated. So I mentioned the job seekers data, making sure when the pandemic happened, that's a kind of clear example. And you can see on the dashboard, those couple of weeks when the lockdown started, for example, you can see the job seekers going through the roof. And likewise, as the economy restarted, we saw that number fall really quickly. And that kind of gave validation to the fact that we were seeing those reductions and it wasn't just anecdotes.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my Rhiann Evans.
Faster my, very good evening to you. In athletics, Sarah Aston and David Malarkey are incredibly close to GB selection. The two Commonwealth Games athletes ran this weekend in the Liverpool Cross Challenge at Sefton Park, which acted as the selection trial race for the Great Britain team to compete in the European Cross Country Championships in Italy in 2 weeks' time. Both came very close and may still have a chance. Teams of six are selected for the under-20s, under-23s and senior men's and women's races, with the first four in the trial races being automatic selections and the other two places being picked at the discretion of the selectors. Sarah finished 10th overall in the combined senior and under-23 race, but with three of the athletes ahead of her being in the under-23 category, Sarah was the seventh senior. With six places available in the senior race, she will probably be relying on at least one athlete withdrawing. David's run in the under-23 men's race, which also ran alongside the seniors, was equally brilliant. He was well up in the field throughout and finished in 13th place overall. However, there is some controversy over the under-23 men's race, which affects his aspirations to achieve GB selection. It is mandatory for all runners running in the under-23 race to wear a bib on their backs, denoting that they are running in that category. But one of the athletes in front of David didn't. This meant the information being given to David throughout the race from his coaches and teammates as to where he was placed in the race was incorrect. With one of the other athletes in front of him not being British, David was therefore under the impression that he was the fifth GB qualified under-23 runner to finish, giving him a great chance of selection. But it turns out he was actually sixth, and this may be the difference between David winning his first GB vest or not. Manx Radio will give you an update on this story as soon as we have it.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Runnels Way, the 7:30 EasyJet from Gatwick's delayed till 8 o'clock. Then it's the 5-8 Logan Air returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool, showing on time. And the 8:05 Logan Air from London City, again showing on time. Departing 6 o'clock. Logan Air patient transfer to Liverpool on time, and then it's the 8 o'clock EasyJet back to Gatwick, delayed that at half hour until 8:30. Ballacalawi Road's closed for resurfacing north of Port Arum. You've got temporary three-way lights at Glen Crutchery Road and Victoria Road in Douglas. They're removing a phone box. And also in Victoria Street, that new pedestrian crossing is causing some hassles, especially if you're trying to leave the M&S car park. South of Ramsey, temporary lights on the Coast Road between Ballur and Hibernia for manhole cover repairs. Between Ramsey and Sulby, temporary lights on the TT course for patching work. The bottom end of Lurgy Graws closed for wall maintenance in Laxey, and temporary lights on the old Laxey Junction, old Laxey Hill Junction with Lurgy Graw. Castle Street, one way northbound in Castletown to the middle of April, and still those temporary closures in phases around Eastgate and the Prom in Peel to the middle of April. Until June next year, some temporary closures on Regaby West Road for water main replacement.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
A butcher in Ramsey says the cost of living squeeze is changing people's buying habits, with more and more opting for economical cuts. Mark Matthews runs Tears Butchers in Ramsey, and he told Simon Richardson the effect of soaring inflation is reflected in what people are buying.
Oh yeah, plenty of changes really. I mean, obviously they're going for the cheaper cuts now. With there being a lot more things on television now, different ways of cooking stuff, that's probably the reason why, i.e. the likes of mince. Lots of things you can do with mince. More and more people are making their own burgers, and to be perfectly honest, there's more and more people are actually making their own sausage as well, because you can buy all the equipment on these little kitchen equipment you buy now to make your own sausage. A lot of people are doing that.
So the message very much that the cheaper cuts, but not necessarily inferior.
No, we still substantial amounts of, i.e. the sirloin steaks and your fillet steaks and stuff, and we still sell a lot of that, but mainly cheaper cuts have certainly gone up.
Of those who are buying the more expensive cuts, such as your steaks, your beef joints, lamb, etc., are they maybe asking for smaller portions, if you like, thinner steaks and smaller joints?
Yes, smaller joints for the weekend. A lot of people are taking smaller joints for the weekend. But then sometimes I speak to them and just say, well, if you get the same size, it could do you for Monday and Tuesday. And then you don't have to obviously have the oven or whatever on for 2 or 3 days, cook it all on a Sunday. advise people as well, if they're going to cook a Sunday roast, cook something else by putting it in the bottom of the oven. So you're cooking two things at once, and then that saves you putting your oven on twice, three times, whatever, how many times you put it on.
The Isle of Man airport was closed to the public for 3 hours yesterday as the post-crash simulation scenario was staged to fulfil licensing requirements from the Civil Aviation Authority. Saw a huge multi-agency response, including teams from Fire and Rescue, the Ambulance Service and the Coast Guard. Here's Airport Director Gary Cobb.
As part of our license conditions, we have to test our emergency response plans. The idea being that we should be able to cope with any emergency that arises. More importantly though, our firefighters test on a daily basis, putting out the airport fire on the, in terms of the fire rig, but this is an opportunity to test all of the local authority and all of the other people as well. So it's not very often we actually get opportunity to put it into place with Isle of Man Fire, Coast Guard, Manx Care, etc. So this is just a really, really good opportunity to test all components together.
Like you say, because this is such a big multi-agency approach, our airport's closed to the public just for a few hours today. But why is this so important to make sure that everyone's trained up on this?
Yeah, and I understand the impact that this can have on people, but and hopefully we'll never be in a situation where we have to rely on something like this. However, practicing this, should the worst happen, we know that we can cope with it, we can deal with it, and it'll maximise the chances of survivors if we did to have an incident here at Ronaldsway.
My name is Matt Shaw, Head of Airport Fire Service. From an Airport Fire Service point of view, we're constantly training for this event. We also liaise with the Boot Light Resilience meetings and coordinate with them. We'll do small-scale tabletop exercise, toolbox talks and things like that. We'll also look at incident command level and how we interface with the Jessup model and looking at that high-level stuff so that when this event does happen. And I think the key also to point out is whether it happens at the airport or whether it happens somewhere else, whether it's an aircraft incident or any major incident involving a number of casualties, is that all parties are ready, planned and prepared to deal with that event on that given day.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhiann Evans. Just a quick word, the post office has announced Laxey Post Office from the 4th of January will be at Elham Van Inn Fuels next year.
WINT.